This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Continuing today our study of the very important question, why doesn't everybody love the Lord Jesus Christ? In this series, I've pointed out some reasons why we ought to love Him, and yet in spite of the fact that we ought to love Him, we know that most of us do not. Why is that the case? Already I've discussed in some detail the fact that some men do not love Him because of ignorance. Ignorance of their own sin, of their own immortality, of the consequence of their sin, of God's righteousness, of God's love, of Christ's mission into the world, and of God's goodness and severity. And last time we just began our study of the fact that some men do not love Him because of lust, because they love the world and they love the flesh too much in order to love God. In that connection, we pointed out to you that we cannot love both God and the world. No one can truly love two women as his wife. No man can truly love God and mammon. You will either love one and hate the other, or else you will hate one and love the other. I have pointed out to you something about how absurd it is to love the world. It's absurd to love the world because the world cannot really satisfy. It's absurd to love the world because the world cannot give you what you really need. It's absurd to love the world because it's passing away. The world has the kiss of death upon it. It will turn to ashes in your hand. The book of Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament deals with this in quite some detail when it points out that those things about which or for human beings strive most desperately, money, power, beauty, fame, fortune, and so on, all of these things cannot really satisfy. To love the world is to be an enemy of God, James chapter 4, verse 4 tells us. It's absurd to love the world because there is no profit even if one should gain the whole world. You remember that Jesus asked, as the question is recorded in Matthew chapter 16, verse 26, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? I wonder today, just suppose that you had $100 million, and yet you went to the doctor and he told you that you have cancer. And he said, if you will give me the $100 million, I can guarantee you a cure. No one else in the world could do so, only this one man. Which would you choose? The gaining of health? The getting rid of the cancer? Or of holding on to your money? Which would you value the most, your life or that money? I recall reading about a man who, on a riverboat which struck a log in the river and was sinking. This man had a belt of gold dust about his waist, and several other men on board had gold dust in their belts about their waist. But before they dived in the water from the sinking ship, they took off their belts of gold and threw them on the deck of the ship. This man, because of his greed, could not bear to leave that gold, so he strapped several of the belts around his waist and then dived in the water, hoping to swim to shore, then to be a rich man for the rest of his life. The only trouble was, when he hit the water, he went straight to the bottom, just like a rock. And after they fished him out and had him out lying out on the ground, with all of that gold around him, there was not a single person standing about who envied him having that gold. We cannot, as the old saying goes, take it with us. There is no profit, even if you gain the whole world, and every one of us knows that when we stop and think about it in certain circumstances. Out on the other side of death, what would you give if you lose your soul, if you lift up your eyes as did the rich man who neglected Lazarus at his gate, as recorded in Luke 16, when he lifted up his eyes in torment, what do you suppose he would have given to be back where he was on earth with opportunity to do something about his life? I ask you today, what will you profit if you gain the whole world and lose your own soul? Some men do not love the Lord because of lust. They love the world, they love the flesh, they love the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the vain glory of life too much to love the Lord. I'm glad you've been with us today. I hope you'll be back tomorrow as we continue this study. Until then, may the Lord bless and keep you, is my sincere prayer.